Zokta el gemishna vayta masechtas trumas perik yod mishna ches. Dog tummy, we have a tummy dig a fish. Shekavasha yim dog tahar. That's pickling together with a tar dig a fish in a barrel. And because of the nature of this type of soaking, there's a tzir. A tzir is a kind of a sauce that comes out of the fish, a moisture. So there's some of it comes out of the tummy fish, some of it comes out of the tar fish. It gets mixed up together. Can I use it? Sakta Mishnah, we're going to have three shitas. One shita is like this. Kol garav, any barrel. Apparently this barrel that they used to soak fish in was called a garav. So here are the measurements. Again, we're going to have three shitas. The question, does the fish sauce and the tamadika fish become bottle in the fish sauce of the taradika fish? Says the Tanakhama, kol garav, any barrel. Shehu machzik sasayim. The barrel is big enough to hold two sa of fish sauce. Im yeshba, if you're going to have, in the tamadika fish sauce, mishkal asara zuz biyehuda, the weight of, the equivalent to 10 zuzim in Yehuda. Their coins had a specific size, a specific weight, so you can measure weight by saying it's 10 zuz in Yehuda. And by the way, these 10 zuz in Yehuda, shehein, that would be the same as chamesh sloyim, 5 sloyim bagolo. Now, a zuz and a sela are different coins. There are 4 zuz in a sela. The coins in Yehuda were double the size the coins in Gol. That means they weigh double. So 10 Yehuda zuz equals 20 Gol zuz. And I just told you that there are 4 zuz in a sela. So 20 Gol zuz is 5 Gol sela. That's what the Mishnah means. Im yeshba, if I have over here. In other words, the amount of the non-kosher fish sauce is Asara Zuz B'Yehuda, it weighs 10 Zuz B'Yehuda, the same amount as 10 Yehuda Zuzim. Shein Chamish Sloim B'Gol, which would be 5 Sloim in Gol measurements. This is what I have of Dag Tamei, of the sauce that comes out of the Dag Tamei. Then the Din is Siray Aser, so the whole mixed fish sauce over here from the kosher fish and the non-kosher fish would be Aser. So the Mefarshim make a cheshbon over here. It comes out to 1 in 960. We thought 1 in 100 is a lot. But if the ratio is 1 to 960 times the amount, 1 non-kosher tzir to 960 times the amount of kosher tzir, it's still usher. For it to be mutter, it would have to be less than that. The first time of our Mishnah, he holds that this tzir, the what's called fish zaft in Yiddish, the moisture that comes out of the fish is so sharp, it can't become bottle unless it's less than 1 in 960. So out of 2 sa, what would weigh 10 zuz would equal 1 960th of all the tzir in this barrel, and it won't become bottle. It would have to be less than that to become bottle. Rabbi Yehuda says, Revius b'sasai, the non-kosher fish sauce. You want to know what the shear is? Even if there is a revius of non-kosher fish sauce in a barrel that has 2 sa, that would be 1 out of 192. A lot, but a lot less than 1 out of 960. That wouldn't become bottle, but if it's less than a revius of non-kosher fish sauce in this amount, it would be mutter. The third sheet is the sheet of Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yaisi says, Echad mishisha asabai, that the tzir would only be usher if the non-kosher tzir is just 1/16. Wait, if the non-kosher tzir is 1/16 of all of the fish sauce in the barrel, then it's not good, but less than that would be good? Right. That means according to Rabbi Yossi, the tzir is even more kulodic than regular food. Regular food is bottling 1/60. And here you're telling me 1/16. How could that be? Tanakama holds when it comes to tzir, it's so much more chamadik than regular. Not only doesn't become bottle 1/60, it has to be 1 in 960. Rabbi Yehuda says 1 in 192, and Rabbi Yossi says less than the regular 1/60th. It could be bottle in 1/16th. What's pshat? So the Mefarshim explained, Rabbi Yossi pashit holds that really the tzir that comes out of the non-kosher fish, the sauce that comes out, that oozes out, is not part of the fish itself. Minotaur would be mutter. The Rabbanan said you shouldn't drink it. Shouldn't dip your challah into it. But because it's a much less of an iser, we said over here it doesn't have to be bottle in 1/60, but according to Rabbi Yaisi, into 1/16. You know what the halacha is, says the Batanura? Tzir will become bottle in more than 1 in 1,000. You have to have more than 1,000 times the daktar to neutralize the tzir of the daktar. That's when it would be mutter. If not, says the Batanura, it would all be usher. Okay, so chazring over, we have a dak tame that was pickling together with a dak tar in a barrel. If the barrel holds 200 sa, the shayla is about the brine, the fish sauce over here. The Tanakhama says you would have to have a tiny amount of fish sauce from the dak tame, a huge amount from the dak tar in order for it to be bottled. 1 out of 960, in other words, there's 960 times the amount of kosher duck sauce, fish sauce. To 1 of duck tummy is not enough. It would have to be less than that. Tanakama holds that the sauce is so sharp that these are the numbers you would need. Rabbi Huda also gives us a lot. He says 1 out of 192 wouldn't be enough. It would have to be less than that. But 1 out of 192 is far less than 1 out of 960. Rabbi Yossi, just the opposite. He says you don't even need the regular 1 out of 60. Most Yisurim become batel b'shishim. Here you just need 1 out of 16. And the reason is, he says, it's not really non-kosher, the tzir. It's just like the sweat of the fish. The Rabbanah said it's aser, but 1 out of 16, according to Rabbi Yossi, is enough. The Batanura told us that the halacha is, it only becomes batel in more than 1,000. The Rambam paskins, 1 out of 200. So 1 out of 200 would be more. So if you have 200 times the amount of kosher fish sauce to 100. And if you want to see more about this, you can take a look in Yaradeya Simon Pei Gimel. Some shitas hold that the regular 60. Notice that will become bottle in 1 out of 60 like other resources.